Good afternoon. It is Wednesday, December 18th. I'm Bo Henricks for WRCO News, in for Joanne Krulatz. Honoring the lives lost in Monday's school shooting in Madison, hundreds gathered at the Wisconsin State Capitol last night to remember victims at Abundant Life Christian School. Those attending were able to sign two heart crosses for the teacher and teenage student who died. The 15-year-old, identified as the suspected shooter, fatally shot herself. Of the six others injured, two have been released from the hospital, and another two are still fighting for their lives. Officials provided more information on Tuesday in the Abundant Life shooting, school shooting. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said investigators are working to verify a document some on social media are referring to as a manifesto written by the shooter, the 15-year-old student. Barnes said the process for doing that includes looking at original documents that may have been taken from the suspect's home, looking at information that may be on laptops or on computer to determine if the document originated from the suspect. Barnes also clarified that the original 911 call came from a second grade teacher, not a second grade student. Monday's shooting at the private K-12 school on Madison's east side killed three, including the shooter. Chief Barnes said identifying a motive is their top priority. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is defending the privacy of victims of the Abundant Life Christian School shooting. At a 45-minute press conference winding down on Tuesday, the mayor pushed back against reporters who pressed for victims' names. The mayor said it was none of the reporters' business who was harmed. She asked for some human decency and respect for the people who lost loved ones or were injured themselves or whose children were injured. The Madison Community Foundation and the United Way of Dane County have set up the Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund to provide immediate and long-term support.
The Madison Community Foundation and the United Way of Dane County have set up the Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund to provide immediate and long-term support. The Monday morning shooting killed three people, including the shooter 15-year-old student Natalie Rupnow. A teacher and a teenage student were also killed, and six other people were injured. You can contribute to the recovery fund by texting HELP 4ALCS, that's HELP, the number 4ALCS, to 40403. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin electoral votes are cast for Donald Trump. Republican electors were in a congratulatory mood at the Capitol on Tuesday. State Party Chair Brian Schimming credited the party's effort to support President-elect Donald Trump, giving a Republican the win here just for the third time since 1980, calling it a historic moment for Wisconsin. Former Governor Tommy Thompson credited the President-elect for listening to his advice on how to win in Wisconsin. Thompson, Schimming, and eight other Wisconsin Republicans cast the state's 10 electoral votes for Donald Trump for president and J.D. Vance for vice president. The action was in contrast to 2020, when a slate of Republicans also met at the Capitol to vote for Trump, despite his loss in the state to President Joe Biden. The controversial move is the subject of ongoing action in the courts. The median estimated poverty rate of children ages 5 to 17 in U.S. school districts in 2023 was 13.4%, according to data released by the U.S. Census Bureau. The new data comes from the 2023 Small Area Income and Poverty Estimates, which provide the only single-year income and poverty statistics for the nation's 3,143 counties and 13,137 school districts. In 2023, county-level median household income ranged from $28,579 to $173,655, with a median income of $62,851 for all counties. Median household income increased in 4.1% of counties and decreased in 5.4% of counties from 2022 to 2023. In 2023, the county-level poverty rate ranged from 3.3% to 49.6%, with a median poverty rate of 13.6% for all counties. The poverty rate decreased in 3.8% of counties and increased in 2.6% of counties from 2022 to 2023. The county-level poverty rate for school-age children ranged from 2.8% to 66.2%, with a median rate of 17.1%. Small area income and poverty estimate statistics are used to allocate funding under Title I of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. School districts receive Title I funds based on their number of percentage of children from low-income families. The U.S. Department of Education plans to use the 2023 estimates to calculate and provide fiscal year 2026 funding to states and school districts in the 2025-2026 school year for Title I and several other federal education programs. Wisconsin will receive some federal funding to help protect the state's only endangered mammal. The U.S. Department of the Interior has awarded a grant of over $800,000 to the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission to support recovery efforts for American martens. Wildlife officials say the animals require specific environmental conditions to survive in the wild, and any changes to that environment could cause significant issues. They also say the animals play a crucial role in rodent management and seed dispersal. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced $1 million in grant funding to provide water quality and fish consumption education. The funding was provided through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will be targeted toward parts of the state with higher rates of food insecurity and water contamination. With the funding, local partners will conduct outreach and education programs to share information on water testing in rural communities where fishing serves as a consistent source of food access. With a snowstorm on the way tomorrow, meteorologist Brittany Merlot has details on an app that lets you see how bad the roads are.
Did you know that you can check out real-time road conditions on an app? It's Wisconsin's 511 mobile app showing current conditions on roads across the state. You'll see categories ranging from normal to partially covered and completely covered. There are also areas showing where travel is not advised. New this year, they removed the slippery stretches and ice-covered roads. So be aware, they'll still exist, but they will not be noted in this service. 511 Wisconsin first launched 15 years ago in 2009. And the free travel information system has evolved over the years with its web and smartphone capabilities. Drivers can now access live streaming video through hundreds of traffic cameras across the state to view the road conditions yourself, spanning more than 14,000 miles of roadway. And as always, take your time and drive safe.
Thank you, Brittany. A semi-crash last Friday resulted in injuries. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that Friday morning at approximately 10:55, a semi driven by T. Spoolstra, 26 of Brandon, was traveling east on U.S. Highway 14 and failed to stop for a red light at the intersection of County Highway O and 14. A vehicle driven by Tara Weitzel, 46 of Richland Center, and another vehicle driven by Nicolette Wallace, 40 of Hillsboro, were traveling parallel to each other on County Highway O, turning left to go west on U.S. Highway 14 when the semi failed to stop and crashed into both vehicles in the intersection. After impact, the Weitzel vehicle came to rest facing north in the westbound lane on 14, and the Wallace vehicle came to rest in the eastbound lane facing east. Both Tara Weitzel and Nicolette Wallace were transported to the Richland Hospital for apparent non-life-threatening injuries. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted on the scene by the Richland Center Police Department, Richland Center Fire Department, and multiple units from Richland EMS. A convicted killer is facing new charges from an attack in prison. Fond du Lac County prosecutors accused Taylor Chabanis of attacking a correctional officer at Tichita Prison in the summer. Chabanis is convicted in 2022 of killing and sexually assaulting a man in a drug-induced attack. She allegedly attacked a warden and a nurse while getting treatment at the prison's clinic. Officers say they had to use pepper spray to get the person back under control. They're already serving a life sentence for murder. During the holidays, many consumers give gift cards as presents to family, friends, and coworkers. Gift cards are a great idea if you're unsure what to buy for the recipient or as a last-minute resort in case you forgot to purchase a gift. When purchasing a gift card, consumers need to be cautious. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The thing with gift cards is that scammers have done some different tricks with gift cards, especially during the holiday season. So they've actually started placing stickers with a fake barcode over real gift cards. And so what can happen is when you go to pay and activate your gift card, you're not activating the one you have in your hands if you don't notice the sticker. You're actually activating the one the scammer has. And so you're giving them the money on that gift card that they have in their hands because of that. So we need consumers to be cautious when purchasing those gift cards this holiday season.
When a tampered gift card is purchased, there is a chance it might be worthless when used.
They've tampered with gift cards to pick up the barcode on them that are sitting there at the kiosk with the security code. And so when they're activated, they often are draining them before they're even given to the gift recipient. So buy your gift cards as close to the time period when you're going to give it as possible and get that recipient to use it as quickly as possible. Or if they have an account with the retailer that you purchased it for, load that amount onto their cart until they select what they're going to purchase. So it's there waiting for them as opposed to the scammer draining that gift card.
If you've received a gift card, Michelle Reinen says that you're able to check in advance to make sure that the card is still good and the amount of funds are available.
It's really important that you give an activation receipt when you're giving a gift card. And then if you receive one, like I said, try and use it as quickly as possible or load it into your account. But you can, as soon as you get it, often there are instructions and information out on how to check the balance of a gift card. And so pay attention to those terms and conditions that you receive when purchasing them and pass them along to the recipient so they can monitor and keep track of that gift card and know notice if there's any suspicious activity, and if there is, report that to the retailer as quickly as possible to see if there's any recovery steps that can be taken.
If you've been a victim of a gift card scam or any scam, you can contact ATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCPHotline@wi.gov. Wisconsinites are expected to travel in record numbers for the year-end holiday period from Saturday, December 21st to Wednesday, January 1st. AAA predicts 2.39 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home. That's 76,278 more travelers than the previous record high set last year. Nationwide, AAA expects 3 million more travelers than last year. An estimated 119.3 million people will travel 50 miles or more. This narrowly surpasses the previous record set in 2019 by 64,000 travelers. AAA expects 2.5 million more people to be on the roads this year. Nationwide, an estimated 107 million will take a road trip of 50 miles or more. That's just shy of the record of 108 million road travelers set in 2019. Road travel is expected to set new records in Wisconsin. More than 2.1 million Wisconsinites are forecast to take a road trip. That's 61,549 more Wisconsin road trippers than last year. Nearly 90% of holiday travelers will drive to their destinations, making it the most popular way to travel. Gas prices are expected to be competitive with last year's levels. During the last 2 weeks of 2023, Wisconsin gas prices averaged $2.74 per gallon. During that time, the state average ranged from a low of $2.71 per gallon to a high of $2.77. Currently, Wisconsin drivers are paying around $2.72 per gallon. Nationally, AAA expects air travel to set a new record this holiday season. Nearly 7.9 million Americans are forecast to take at least one domestic flight. That number surpasses the previous record of 7.5 million air travelers last year. AAA booking data shows flights are 4% more expensive this holiday season compared to last year. The average domestic ticket is $830. International flights are 13% more expensive, averaging $1,630 a ticket. The number of Americans traveling by bus, train, and cruise this holiday season is up nearly 10% compared to last year. AAA expects 4.47 million people will travel by other modes. That number is the highest it's been in 20 years. Cruise booking out of domestic ports are up 37% compared to last holiday season. Cruising is popular this time of year as many families enjoy celebrating the holidays abroad, a ship full of activities and food. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is seeking public input by December 23rd on how to improve conservation practice standards to maximize climate change mitigation and adaptation benefits, as supported by peer-reviewed scientific literature. Conservation practices providing climate benefits are delivered through existing USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service conservation programs popular with producers. The Inflation Reduction Act, part of President Biden's Investing in America agenda, and Farm Bill provide funding for these programs. Specifically, NRCS is asking for public input on improvements that can be made to conservation practice standards for mitigation to maximize climate benefits for practice standards currently considered climate smart agriculture and forestry mitigation activities, as well as on any other practices and innovations, and to support the agency's estimation of the mitigation benefits associated with the practice standards, and adaptation to assist producers in adapting to and building resilience to current and future climate changes, such as seasonal temperature shifts and extremes, drought, increasing wildfire hazards, sea level rise, movement of invasive species, and other issues. While NRCS welcomes comments on all practices through this request for information, as a priority, the agency is requesting input on several conservation practice standards that are at the beginning of the five-year review process, including waste storage facility, brush management, herbaceous weed treatment, soil carbon amendment, prescribed burning, roofs and covers, fuel break, wildlife habitat planting, drainage water management, nutrient management, feed management, waste separation facility, restoration of rare or declining natural communities, and forest stand improvement. The agency also asked for input for practices up for review, but not currently on the Climate Smart Agriculture and Forestry Mitigation Activities list, which include animal mortality facility, waste facility closure, and denitrifying bioreactor. NRCS will use information to identify and prioritize improvements that can be made to the conservation practice standards or associated technical guidance. NRCS will look to identify immediate changes that can be implemented for funding available for fiscal year 2026 and will continue to identify and adopt additional changes in future years. Public comments should be submitted by December 23rd. Anyone with questions may contact Dana Ashford Kornberger, National Climate Coordinator, at 202-205-9434 or email dana.ashford@usda.gov. All comments received will be made publicly available on regulations.gov. The Richland Community Food Pantry at the Lighthouse Chapel will be open regular hours today from 4 to 5:30. However, please note, due to the Christmas and New Year's holidays, there will be no distribution on Wednesday, December 25th or January 1st. The pantry will be open, however, between Christmas and New Year's on Friday, December 27th from 4 to 5:30. And today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Laura Merwin.